In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the commemoration of the entry of the Lord to the land of Egypt. And this is one of the feasts of the Lord. And of course, when we remember this occasion, we are full of joy and also are very proud of our Coptic church. And for this bride, we have many reasons that we can look at carefully. Not only the people who were born into it, but the people who joined the church as well from all different countries and nations. Our bride comes from, first of all, that the fruits of the church are very well identified. And this is actually one of the signs that tell us that the faith of the church, its belief, is sound and it is right. The Lord gave us a sign in order to be able to define the false prophets when he said, from their fruits you will be able to know them. And looking at the church and its history and all the fruits that came from it, all of those saints, all of these schools that taught theology to the world at certain time, Alexandria and the church in Egypt was like the place where everybody receives like his teaching from. Everyone is looking forward to what the fathers of Alexandria are going to say. These fruits is one of the reasons that we are so proud of our church. Also, we are very proud because we are, from the biblical point of view, the church that God blessed when he said, blessed is Egypt, my people. It is the only country he visited out of his native country, Israel. And also, from the Bible, we can see that how the Lord said that the Egyptians will know the Lord. There will be an altar for the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt. All of these prophecies speak about the church in the New Testament, the Coptic church, something that makes us feel of pride and, of course, the joy seeing all of these prophecies speaking about this church that God blessed from the old time. Also, we are very proud of the church because of the kind of care that we receive from it. Actually, my brethren, I'm not aware that any bishop all over the world would go and visit the congregation one by one and care about each one and know the people one by one. I'm not speaking only about our beloved bishop, but I'm speaking about a general case of understanding of how the care should be given from those people who shepherd the flock of Christ. We are also very proud of the church because of the truth that the church is holding. We are still, as we say and we believe, we are keeping the apostolic tradition, keeping the faith that was delivered once to the saints, something that's actually above anything else. If we only have this point, if we are only proud that we are still keeping the truth, this is something that would make us very proud and would make us so much to belong to the church. With all of these reasons, sometimes, unfortunately, we see that the belonging among maybe some of us, our children, is very weak, unfortunate to say that. The people stumble at anything. They take offense in minor issues and say, okay, I'm not going to come to the church anymore. And when we come to this belonging, let us see how the people, our fathers, they died in the church. They sacrificed their blood for the church. Why did they do so? Simply because they have this right understanding. They understood and appreciated the church. Usually, the crisis of belonging comes from three main reasons. First one is the self-centeredness. I am centered about myself, about what the church can give to me. And if at any time I feel like I'm not satisfied, then I will go and change the church and find another one. It is exactly like when I go to a shopping center and I buy something, and then the center is not serving me well, as I may identify what is good service, I'm not getting good prices, then immediately I just go and change it. But this is totally different. When we are centered about ourselves, our feelings, how we were treated, how do I feel, this will take away from us totally the matter of belonging. We will just be wandering between the churches, wandering between here and there, and seeing where I might be served as a master, not as a servant in the church. The second reason behind the crisis of belonging is the inability to appreciate what the church is doing, what the church is keeping for us. We do not see it sometimes. We come to the church lacking this simple eye that can see what is good in it. What can we pick from it is what is lacking, what is inadequate, what was not done right, what was done wrong. This is sometimes take the focus away from the good reasons that make us to stick to the church and love it and belong to it. And we come and say, I'm not going to come to the church again. Why? My Sunday school servant, whatever, he spoke to me in a way that I didn't like. This is all that link you to the church. All the reasons that we are speaking about now has been abolished and canceled. And we are only thinking that my Sunday school teacher, like he didn't treat me well. This issue of belonging, we take it up as well. And we take it even to our families. And we find kids that they think, I wish I was born in another family. I would belong to another family. Why we say this? Simply because we cannot appreciate. We are unable to appreciate what the church is doing for us and what the church is keeping for us in its treasures and giving to us from it every day. The third reason behind the crisis of belonging is the confused understanding that we do not understand exactly what the church is all about. In some of the minds of our children, the church is about the social gathering. If I like the group, I belong. If I am offended in any, then I just leave it. And here again, another reflection. I do not understand what the church is about. I do not understand how is my relationship with the church is shaped, being a child to the church that gave birth to me from the womb of baptism. These three reasons, the confused understanding, inability to appreciate, and the self-centeredness are the main reasons behind the problem of crisis, or the crisis of belonging that we sometimes we are faced with. Look at the Bible and see three main figures from it, from the prophets of the Old Testament, Moses, Nehemiah, and Daniel. How those three people were able to belong and to keep their belonging, even with no reasons as from what we are identifying. Look at Moses, who was raised in Egypt all of his life. He was raised not only in a regular place, in the palace of Pharaoh, and he was taught as one of his children. He was educated with all the education of the Egyptians. But with all of this, he did not belong to Egypt at any time. He always felt in his heart, I am from the Hebrews. I belong to those people, and I will be always with them. I look at him when he defended the Israelite against the Egyptian man who was torturing him. Why did you do it? Why would you care? Again, it is the sense of belonging. I belong to those people. I belong to the Hebrews. Even when I was not taught by them, I was not raised among them, maybe I have very superficial relationship, but this sense of belonging that made him Moses, the great prophet who led those people at one time and got them out from the land of Egypt. Look at Nehemiah, who served as the cupbearer in the palace of the king of Persia. This man never lived in Israel. He never felt what we are speaking about, the church caring about him, or the priest serving him, or enjoying a service in the temple. But meanwhile, when he heard that there is a problem in Israel, he was moved by this sense of belonging in order to go and serve and build the walls again. This sense of belonging that made Nehemiah this great leader who went back to rise and build the walls of Jerusalem. Look at Daniel, this young man who was taken captive from Israel to Babel. And what happened to him? He belonged in his heart to the church or to the temple in Israel. Nothing changed his heart. Even when he was given a chance to be a minister and a big officer, a very high-ranking officer in the land of Babylon, this did not change his heart. He has his window opened all the time towards what? Towards Jerusalem, where I came from, where I do belong. Sometimes, actually, we deny the church at the airport. Before we land, I have nothing to do with my church anymore. Those people, weird people, I do not want to belong to them. I wish to go and belong to any other denomination, other church. This man, Daniel, gave us this, faithfulness in belonging to his people, belonging to the teaching that he received. At the end of the day, if we do not belong, we will get lost. There is no way we can deny our roots. There is no way actually we can go out and just try to shop for a church we belong to. But when we belong, we are the people who will benefit from it. The people who belong, like Moses, Nehemiah, and Daniel, are the people who are called to build. They are called to witness, and they are called to lead. The option, the choice is for us to look at this great church with all these good reasons that was given to us to belong to it. We should be offering thanksgiving that God allowed us, either we're born in it or we joined it from outside, to come to know the truth in this church and to belong to it. It is our calling, my brethren, to witness to the Lord and to build this church, and also to lead its congregation, all of us in his place, in order to all be faithful to the church that we was born at. May the church, the Lord, to keep and support and guide his church in Egypt and his Coptic church all over the world. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.